Unit 13. Men and Women. Should men and women have equal opportunities? Reading. Read the interview and the internet discussion, and then answer the questions. 1.
Professor Cecilia Taylor argues that people should not be treated differently because of their gender. She believes that women are still being denied the same opportunities as men, and is a tireless campaigner for equal opportunities. Working Woman magazine recently interviewed Professor Taylor. Are men and women still treated differently?
Absolutely. Although we have made a lot of progress, Korea society still expects men and women to behave in certain ways. Many women are enjoying more equality in the workplace, but are still trapped in a traditionally passive role at home. But I believe that men suffer from this stereotyping too. Men are expected to work hard, earn a lot of money, and support their family. If a man loses his job, for example, it is culturally very hard for him to accept his wife as the main breadwinner. This gender stereotyping can make life more difficult for everyone.
So you think there should be still more efforts for equal rights?
Indeed. There are a lot of NGOs in the world which work towards the elimination of discrimination on the grounds of sex, marital status, pregnancy, and so on. And there are certainly more female managers these days, and more women are climbing to the top. But I don't think it is enough. What I mean is, women are certainly not proportionately represented in senior positions.
Why is this stereotyping a problem?
Well, it's not easy for men and women who don't behave as society expects. For instance, it's difficult for women to get top-level jobs. On the other hand, men who don't want an impressive career are seen as failures. There's no reason why men can't look after children and women can't be executives. The important thing is to give men and women the support they need to achieve what they want to achieve.